From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British leaders are attempting to reassure financial markets following last Thursday's referendum to leave the European Union. Finance Minister George Osborne is to deliver a statement later today. International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde says, even though the referendum outcome was vastly underestimated by the markets, there was no panic.
And despite the fact that markets had not anticipated that vote, and therefore had priced in asset values and other currency values, the fact that the UK would probably remain, which led to a nice increase on the markets in the days preceding the referendum. Well, despite that, there was no panic.
Meanwhile, the political fallout from the EU referendum continues with demands that Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn step down and Scottish officials who wish to remain in the EU considering another independence referendum from the United Kingdom. Prime Minister David Cameron announced his resignation Friday. He is due to meet with EU leaders in Brussels tomorrow. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to London and Brussels today, the first American official to do so since the so-called Brexit vote. Friday, President Obama said the U.K. and EU will remain indispensable partners of the United States. Seven people, including four Australians, a New Zealander, and a South African, were freed Sunday from 4 days after being kidnapped in southeastern Nigeria. They are in good condition, we understand. No ransom was paid. They work for the Lafarge Cement Company and were abducted on the outskirts of Calabar, the capital across River State in the Niger Delta. This is VOA News.